This morning, we've been talking about this article in Men's Health, and we feel the need a lot of times if we see something in a men's magazine, sometimes in a Cosmo, you know, if we can bring ourselves to read a Cosmo or something, we'll see an article there that we go, It makes us wonder,
yeah,
is this true? Really? And this time, it revolves around an article in Men's Health about dating out of your league. Maybe if, you know, you're a guy, you don't think you're able to pull in the best ladies of all time, you know, and the most guys are, you know, can be intimidated, I guess, by really, really gorgeous women. And it says, basically, well, that's part of the reason why you need to approach them, is because so many other guys are intimidated by the fact that they're just unbelievable, that no one's approaching them, so that if you do, hey, guess what? Their standards might actually be lower than someone who might be slightly less good-looking than them. See? So that was one of the points the article made that has stuck out this morning, and we've gotten some feedback from some of our female listeners on, is, well, yeah, that actually is true. One of them said that she was smoking, and no guys ever came and talked to her. The other one said she knew someone in high school who was 6'3". That's intimidating on many different fronts. I mean, you could date someone who's 6'3", because you're 6'4". Mm-hmm. I walk around with a girl who's 6'3".
Then people look at you like you're a badass.
Really?
Don't you think?
I think people think, what?
I don't know about that.
That's one of the things about dating out of your league is if you're able to pull it off, you still have to expect everybody else who sees you together with your girl who's gorgeous.
Well, when that happens, you just don't care what other people think. Don't you?
Well, yeah.
You shouldn't be worried about that.
Good point. But they're thinking, how did he get hurt?
Why not me?
And so that's actually kind of where the question is this morning, 539-9750 or 238-0975, as we talk about how is it that guys are able to get girls out of their league, or vice versa, if you think, you know of a beastly woman who's pulled in some hunk of a man. Same deal. What do you think?
I think that any man who thinks the woman is above him has no confidence in themselves.
So you think basically all guys should be able to have the guts to go up and approach a hot woman?
Yeah, you know, I mean, all the things she can do is tell you no.
Yeah, but that no hurts.
But, I mean, you never, you don't build any confidence in yourself. You don't get anywhere in life if you think, what if?
Yeah.
You know, you never know. She might say, yeah.
You ever think you've pulled in a piece of tail that was out of your league?
I mean, who's to say that a woman is out of my league? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been in some situations where I felt like I was maybe a little better than the situation I was in. But
yeah.
Who's to say, that any woman is out of your league,
Yep.
All right.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Yep.
See ya. 539-9750 or 238-0975 as we talk about dating out of your league this morning. What do you think, Chris?
I think
Cookie Mouse.
Cookies are awesome.
Good morning. What do you think?
I think that you should never set your standards very high, so you're never disappointed.
What
do you think about that one, man?
Keep the standards low.
Just never set them high. I mean, never disappointed.
I find a lot of times if you just try to go and change your standards, that it's not really going to be that good of a deal.
You got some fat chicks under your belt, don't you?
No.
Hey,